A surge in re-entries of SpaceX's Starlink satellites has sparked concerns over their environmental impact, as 120 satellites burned up upon re-entry in January 2025 alone. This marks an increase in the frequency of artificial meteor showers caused by the decommissioning of first-generation Starlink satellites. According to Jonathan McDowell, an astronomer at the Harvard Center for Astrophysics, approximately 4 to 5 satellites have been re-entering and burning up daily. As part of SpaceX's plan to replace the aging Gen 1 Starlink satellites with newer models, over 500 of the original 4,700 satellites have now re-entered Earth's atmosphere. When Starlink satellites re-enter the atmosphere, they burn up due to the intense friction they encounter at speeds of around 27,000 kilometers per hour, 16,800 miles per hour. This results in bright streaks across the sky, resembling natural meteor showers, with some fragments potentially surviving long enough to cause concerns about environmental damage. The process releases metallic byproducts, particularly aluminum oxide, into the atmosphere. In January 2025, the high number of satellites burning up has raised alarms about aluminum oxide accumulation in the atmosphere. Recent studies suggest that these particles, which can persist for decades, may contribute to the depletion of the ozone layer. When aluminum oxide interacts with chlorine in the stratosphere, it can accelerate ozone breakdown, exacerbating environmental concerns. One typical 250 kilograms, 550 pounds, satellite can produce around 30 kilograms, 66 pounds, of aluminum oxide nanoparticles during re-entry. This contributes to the growing concern that satellite burnups could significantly impact atmospheric chemistry. In 2022, satellites re-entering from low Earth orbit, LEO, released approximately 41.7 metric tons, 46 U.S. tons, of aluminum, surpassing the natural contribution from micrometeoroids by nearly 30%. Projections suggest that if current re-entry rates continue, the amount of aluminum oxide in the upper mesosphere could increase by more than 640% annually, potentially reaching over 360 metric tons per year. The accumulation of aluminum oxide could lead to a delayed effect on ozone depletion, with clusters of aluminum oxide persisting in the atmosphere for up to 30 years before descending to the stratosphere. Despite these concerns, there are no international regulations currently addressing the environmental impact of satellite re-entries. As the frequency of satellite re-entries increases, experts are calling for more research into mitigating the environmental risks posed by aluminum oxide accumulation. Some suggest that future spacecraft could use biodegradable materials to minimize the long-term impact on the atmosphere. However, adopting such materials would require significant changes in engineering and regulatory frameworks.